Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
On Friday, we got a delivery into the office.
Okay.
Marked for your attention. Oh, yes. Came straight from Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar. Hi, Ian. Thank you so much for the shout out yesterday. We can confirm we have the nicest Dubai chocolate bars in the country. Homemade fresh here in our chocolate factory in Mullingar every day, and we deliver them all across Ireland.
Wow.
Keep up the amazing work from Denise and David and the Sugar Plum team.
Excellent.
So now you get to taste the Dubai chocolate bar live on air for the first time.
Can we do it now?
Yes. Absolutely. I have one here too. I'm not missing out on this.
Okay. Go on. What was it in it again? Pistachio.
There's pistachio.
Yeah.
Oh, look. And that's about all I know.
To look at it now, you'd sort of say, oh, I don't know.
So it's green on the inside, right? But it's kind of glittery on the inside.
Oh, it smells gorgeous. Yeah.
Have a bite.
Yeah.
Okay. Chocolate for breakfast.
Kind of crunchy as well, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, there's a kind of a... like a hazelnutty Bueno kind of a vibe off it, isn't there?
A what?
Like a Bueno.
What's a Bueno?
Well, it's good. This is a good...
I told you not to speak with your mouth full.
This is delicious. Creamy, isn't it? It's a nice crunch to it as well.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Sugar Plum Sweetery in Longford.
In Mullingar.
I'm Mullingar. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Dubai. Now, we've done it.
We've done it.
We've tasted it. It's delicious.
Yeah. And keep going.
Yeah. I'm going to keep on milling through this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does it have the ingredients?
It's all there.
Nutritional information. Forget about that for the moment. Okay. And Taylor Swift was saying it was a cruel summer. This is a brilliant summer, isn't
summer.
It?
Altogether.
All right, Mary.
Good morning, Ian.
Happy Monday to you. Are you well?
All good.
Okay.
Good start to the week.
I believe you're a big Manchester United fan.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So you must be quite relieved now that they're in the Europa League final, because it hasn't been a great season, has it?
No, it's been a really bad season. But look, Ian, they've beaten us 3 times this season. They're welcome to that.
Right.
Karma is great. We're back.
How would you be going, do you think?
Oh, God, no. Unless I win the cash call on Friday.
Oh, right. Very good. Yeah, well, there you go. It's guaranteed. So somebody has to win it. That's the one.
Absolutely.
So, Mary,
absolutely.
I believe you're a lollipop lady, or did they call them a lollipop person now these days?
Well, lollipop lady. that's what the kids call me.
And how long have you been doing that?
Gosh, I'm on Bowmount Road now, I'd say 12 years now.
Right.
12 years.
But it's only a little, it's only a little nixer, really, because you work as well in perfect print, don't you?
That's correct. Yeah, we're out in Coolkey Lodge, perfect print.
And oh, that's out on the Ashbourne Road there, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes,
yeah, right at the Ashbourne Road. Yeah. We, St. Fiacre's is the school. Fantastic kids are brilliant.
Yeah.
The banter is great with the football.
Right.
Especially on a Monday morning when United are beaten.
Right, so you're going in today now?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And they were beaten again yesterday, weren't they, by West Ham?
They were 2-0, yeah, 2-0.
So you're using this as your kind of comedy platform, really, are you?
Well, this is it. Well, do you know what, Ian, another thing. The sales in Crunchies this year have soared through the roof with the amount of bets I've had.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good. And listen, don't forget to say hello to your nephew, Jamie. He's in Temple Street, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, he just got out there over the weekend.
Ah,
so I want to wish Jamie a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
I want to wish all the kids in St. Fiacre's Beaumont First Holy Communion confirmation over the next week or two. And to the teachers and Aidan Campbell, Anya Carberry, the principals, doing a fantastic job in the school.
Very good. Well, all you got to say now at this stage, Mary, is hit that button, Eno.
Eno, hit that button.
And with the lovely weather, a lot of people having their ice cream. So people apparently who lick rather than bite into their ice creams are better partners. So research by Nui Ice Creams found people who lick ice pops tend to be more relaxed and have patience to enjoy every moment, while nibblers are more likely to be cautious, gentle and thoughtful, but could be seen as controlling. And speed eaters are high energy. And the survey of 2,000 people found 2/3 are lickers and 1/3 are biters.
Lickers. Right, so I'm just wondering about this. Okay, I can understand you biting, my favourite would be a brunch, right?
Lovely.
So bite a brunch, fine, mm-hmm. rather than lick a brunch. But Shauna was saying earlier on that she reckons that she would bite, a 99, like a cone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how would you bite that? I mean, like, you
could,
is it even possible to bite it? Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's a bit weird, isn't it?
She's biting the flake.
No, I think she's biting the ice cream, which is, you know, because it's very
soft.
Unusual. Yeah. Strange.
We need to get her to see in one of these surveys.
Exactly.
Do a study on Shauna.
Well, I was cheering on Emmy there a few minutes ago, pictured in Switzerland yesterday, getting ready for Thursday's semi-final. But I mentioned also that there is going to be an Irish interest in tonight's semi-final, and that is the country Croatia. So the Croatian Eurovision entry is called Poison Cake. Croatian singer-songwriter Marko Bosniak is going to perform it at the semi-final later on tonight. But he didn't write it on his own. Oh no, there's an Irish guy involved in all of this, and we're going to talk to him right now. His name is Ben Pine, and he is in Basel in Switzerland. He explored a bit of Basel last night. He's got a long day ahead of him today with the semi-final as well. Ben, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
No problem whatsoever. So just tell us, first of all, how did this all come about that you got involved with Croatia, basically?
So basically, I went to a songwriting camp in Spain about 2 years ago, and on the last day of the camp, I was put into a group working with two other songwriters, and we decided to write a song influenced by K-pop. We had sort of been looking at the Asian market, and we went with something a little bit out there and a little bit different, this was the song, Poison Cake. We wrote the song. We weren't really too sure what to do with it. And a little while later, I was on Instagram and I came across this amazing singer, Marko Bosniak, a Croatian singer. We sent him the song. He loved it and recorded it and submitted it for Eurovision for Croatia. And that's pretty much the condensed version of the story.
And when you say,
and here we are.
When you say you went to a songwriting kind of band camp or whatever it's called, had you written songs before? I mean, was it just a dream you had, or what's the story?
Yeah. I was pretty much a bedroom songwriter up to a few years ago, and then discovered that across Europe there are different songwriting camps. You can go to them and connect with other songwriters and producers and collaborate on different songs. And it's a real thing across Europe. So there's lots of different ones going on in Norway and Spain and Germany, the Netherlands, all across Europe. And it's a great way to connect with different songwriters and really quick way to write and record songs.
And I think actually that's how the Emmy one worked out as well for
it was
Ireland,
sort
of thing. And so you've written this one with Emma and Bass, is it?
Yeah, Emma and Bass. Yeah, so Bass is our producer and Emma.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. And
so the three of us are over here as well. So
what's it like in Basel now? I mean, have you got any support over there? Anybody, any of the family members or anything?
Yeah, so my parents have come over and my brother and his girlfriend. So, plenty of support. And we're looking forward to just enjoying the week. There's so much going on here in Basel this week. There's you could stay out from 7 in the morning till probably 6 o'clock the next morning. So and there's you wouldn't run out of things to do. So
Have you met Marty Whelan yet?
We just arrived here yesterday, so I expect maybe later on today or at some stage during the week I'll run into him, fingers crossed.
Okay, now Ben, you mentioned that the song that you wrote was kind of out there, and it is quite out there. It goes up to one height and then it changes kind of direction completely. I'm going to play a little bit of it now. It's called Poison Cake, yeah? So let's have a listen. Ben, involved in this. This is the Croatian entry in the semi-final of the Eurovision tonight.
Make you something that I know you like. Chocolate covered sugar and spice. Tasty, tasty, yum, yum, tasty. Can you call it poison? Take a bite of my poison.
It is a very noticeable anyway, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, it jumps out at you and you say, whoa, what's that? So fair play to you. It sounds great. And Marco Bosniak sounds great doing it there as well. Obviously, there are other voices involved. Mm. Some female voices there too, yeah?
We all actually put our voices on the track. So somewhere in there, myself and Emma, and Bass as well, I think.
Well, you sound great, Ben. You sound great.
There. So, yeah, thanks very much.
Well, best of luck this evening. We'll all be watching, and we'll be cheering on Croatia for the first semi-final. What do you think of your chances? Do you think you're going to get through? Is there a feeling? Have the bookies been saying anything, or what's the story?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition in the semi, so a lot of the favourites are in there, Sweden, Albania. Yeah. So there is tough competition, and it's out of our hands now, so fingers crossed we get through. But whatever happens, we're going to have a great week anyway. So.
Very good. Well, you enjoy yourself. Have a great time. I believe your family have been knitting stuff, is that right?
They have, So they brought over some balls of wool, and they've been making, bracelets for different coloured countries and so on. So they kept themselves. They're nervous flyers as well, so it kind of gave them a distraction on the way over.
Very good, brilliant. Well, listen, Ben Pine, from Balbriggan in Dublin, in Switzerland, in Basel for the Eurovision. Thank you very much for talking to us, Ben. Cheers.
Thanks, Ian.
All the best. Shauna, good morning.
How are you?
I believe you're a little Finn.
Yeah.
He's got a new favourite artist.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. He is obsessed with Prince.
Prince! I love him even more now.
And now he's asking for Purple Rain all the time.
Wow.
He loves Purple Rain and he loves The Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
Wow.
So at night now, to wind down, to go to sleep.
Yes.
Purple Rain. And he loves it.
That's amazing.
I know. I feel proud of it, I have to say. I'm
get him a guitar.
Yeah, I think it has to happen.
Definitely.
This kid is going to make me millions.
Has he tried Raspberry Beret yet?
He's not as fond of that one now.
Has he not?
He likes 1999 as well.
1999, I love it.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super way to start your day.
I told you he was classy.
Yeah.
And you agreed with me every
time.
So, on showbiz, Gracie Abrams has people talking.
Yes, so she has been spotted with a diamond ring on her ring finger. And naturally, the rumour mill has gone into overdrive. So, herself and Paul Mescal have been together for a while. They were first romantically linked about a year ago. So, naturally, there's speculation that they might be making things more permanent. Now, she was spotted wearing the ring as she arrived into Australia for some gigs last week. But doing a bit of digging this morning, she's actually had it on for about a month. And lots of people are pushing back and say, in this day and age, wearing a ring on any finger, it means nothing. But
when you say she's wearing it on her ring finger, you're talking about her wedding,
her engagement ring finger. I did look at a couple of pictures and it is there.
Yeah.
And she's wearing it all the time. And I suppose those people are right. You can wear rings on any finger. But
why don't we ring Paul?
Well, I mean,
you know,
we should get
on to him. Surely we've got his phone number from him before he was famous.
Well,
like,
all Kildare people have each other's phone numbers. So we'll clarify with Paul and see.
Well, anyway, if it is, great. They
congratulations.
A lovely couple, and Morgan Wallen addresses his SNL walk-off, Saturday Night Live.
So I know you were mentioning him earlier on. He's 31 today. He's back in the news as well because back in March, he was on Saturday Night Live and there was a bit of controversy around his abrupt exit. So he walked off the stage, he skipped the after party and he posted on Instagram a photo of his private jet with the caption, "Get me to God's country." So clearly he couldn't wait to get out of New York.
Right.
And there was a, you know, people were wondering, was there a bit of beef with the SNL cast? Yeah. Was there a row in the camp? But he has cleared things up. He said there was no row, there was no argument. He was just ready to go home. He said he'd done a long week in New York preparing for the show. And he just wanted out.
Had it gone well? Like,
I think it was fine, maybe he wasn't impressed with it. But he clearly couldn't wait to get out of Dodge. Yeah. He was like, get me on that plane,
God's
get me back
country.
To Tennessee.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
I'm Cyndi Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.